There's no question that Buffalo's defense still has some areas of their game to clean up, like defending the run and reducing the number of big plays given up. And after six games, the Bills' defense under coordinator Mike Pettine stands third in the league in sacks, and they're tied for the league lead in interceptions with 10.
It speaks for itself. You know? We get after it when it's our time to get after it. He always has us on top of our game, and we always have like the best scheme going in, so we just always ready for what we have. I mean, we're just on top of it and just stay on top of whatever he got for us.
What's been so appealing to all of Buffalo's men up front is Pettine's multiple scheme provides everyone with pass rushing opportunities.
We all get chances to kind of pin our ears back and get after the quarterback. It just seems like right now Mario's been the fastest getting there right now. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we're all doing our best to get back there, you know. And we're just going out there and just having fun and just playing the game well.
Pettine really has our system broken down to a science, you know. Once you do your job and do it to the best of your ability, your turn will come. You just have to be there and make the plays you're supposed to make and be accountable. So it's not really an issue. Just wait your turn and just play hard.
As Buffalo's defensive backs see it, the team's 21 sacks don't even tell the whole story. The Bills' defensive front also has 22 quarterback hits and 85 quarterback hurries. Those pressures have been instrumental in creating opportunities on the back end for INTs.
Sack numbers can sometimes be misleading. We have a number of them, but you know we've created so many more pressures up front that you know our guys up front, we couldn't have asked for much more through these first 6 weeks. And you know, they need to continue to do that, and we need to hold up our end on the backside.
It feels good knowing that you're number one in the NFL of interceptions, but at the same time, we got to get our touchdowns down in the back end. We're putting up way too many, giving up way too many touchdowns in the passing game, and we really got to emphasize putting the deep ball in, just really getting off the field on third downs.
The Bills' pass rushers look to have a prime opportunity this weekend facing a Dolphins offensive line that is on pace to set a franchise record in sacks allowed. Miami's given up 24 sacks in just 5 games, tied for second most in the NFL.
We know the opportunity is going to be there, but at the same time, they know the numbers as well, so I'm pretty sure they've done a great job with this bye week that they had last week of getting everybody in sync and just kind of working on the same page as far as the alignment goes. So you know that we're going to have a tough task with them coming off the bye week, but you know we just got to go out there and just continue to do what we're doing, just go out there and find around.
You know, it's just a matter of getting after it. We got to do a better job, continue at it, try to get more hits from the quarterback. Try to force more interceptions.
In addition to trying to correct their pass protection problems up front, during the bye week, Miami has layered in more swing passes and receiver screens to get the ball out of Ryan Tannehill's hands sooner. Tannehill has thrown 5 interceptions in 5 games this season. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.